I know it seems like it, but they're not just talking Brexit in Parliament over there on the other side of the pond. An anti-domestic violence bill is also making its way through the British Parliament. This piece of legislation would do something that's not on the books here in the U.S. It would broaden the definition of domestic violence to include economic abuse. The World's Alison Herrera has that story.
The thing that Anna remembers most about her 14-year marriage, constantly being broke.
I was working 60 hours a week. I had three jobs and I was still overdrawn. I had no money whatsoever with all this money coming in because it was all going to him to fund his lifestyle of luxury.
Anna, that's a pseudonym. She wanted me to protect her identity. She says her husband would go off on expensive weekend sprees, racking up credit card debt that came out of their joint account. She says when that was tapped out, the bank went after her husband's personal account, and he blew up.
And he said that I had completely and utterly embarrassed him and how dare they use his money. And he tried to punch me in the face in the town centre at lunchtime in full view of hundreds of people.
That was it for Anna. She left her husband. But before that happened, she says, he forced her to co-sign a loan to cover the bank fees, which left her saddled with debt. He never paid any of it. According to Nicole Sharp, that is financial abuse. And the legislation now being considered in the UK Parliament defines it as a form of domestic violence.
It does serve the purpose of raising awareness. So it gives this form of abuse legal status and means that there has never been so much attention on it.
Sharp is the director of an organization called Surviving Economic Abuse. She says the financial coercion that Anna endured can be hard to prove.
Because unlike physical violence, for example, there are no physical injuries to see. At the moment, you could talk about those behaviours as being coercive or controlling behaviours. But what we found in relation to this piece of legislation is that when people are charged with this offence, it is usually alongside a physical or a sexual offence. It's very rare to see a coercive or controlling behaviour offence prosecuted on its own.
But under the legislation, financial abuse could lead to stiffer penalties. The bill would also encourage police to look into financial as well as physical abuse. And it would provide funding to bank officers to recognize the signs of financial coercion. Penny East, who works with a UK-based organization called Safe Lives, says that's a big deal because loan officers could change the outcome.
For example, if a woman was to go into her bank and ask to take out a large loan, rather than just letting her sign the document, it's just about having that question or having that training just to double check, you know, you're completely happy with the loan. You are choosing to make that you have chosen this independently to take out this loan, et cetera, et cetera.
In Anna's case, she says a question like that might have kept her from taking out that loan in her own name to cover her husband's expenses. In retrospect, she wishes a loan officer had looked at their bank statements and stepped in.
In my mind, if someone had known what they were looking for, it would have been really obvious looking at our bank statements as to what was going on.
In the United States, there's an effort to amend the Violence Against Women Act to include financial abuse. For Anna, she welcomes the proposed UK legislation, though it's been slowed down by the Brexit negotiations. She thinks it gives a name to what her husband did to her.
I genuinely did not see his behaviours as being abusive.
Anna says it took 15 years, but she finally paid off that debt. She just hopes that other people won't have to go through what she did. For The World, I'm Alison Herrera.